on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So I see they even made sure that I can't really get away. They blocked off my front entrance or exit. So I wanted to talk to you today about the fact that there's a problem going on in the world. There's this major issue that is there. People are trying to deal with, and I will tell you that you're the problem. You are the problem in this societal world. It's because you're a Christian. So, typically what happens when there's a problem, we try to get rid of that problem, right? And the world and society is trying to get rid of us as Christians by doing away with everything that we stand firm in, hoping that we will go away. It's not unique. We're not that special because this battle has been going on since the Garden of Eden. Ever since temptation was brought into the world, the battle between God and Satan has been going on, all because of you people. Your exhortation of Joshua earlier was great. Because the book of Joshua, if you read it, there are several different areas where this battle has raged. The first one was the actual city of Jericho, when Joshua went to conquer it with all the people. But he never went in with shields and swords and spears and cannons and catapults and stealth bombers. But yet he marched around it with the children of Israel. The second time that Joshua faced it was with the Gibeonites. Now the Gibeonites were a very shy, very clever group of people. So what they did was they became friends with the Israelites. We're your best buddy. There's an old saying, be careful with the person who's patting you on the back. Because what they're doing is they're looking for that soft spot to stick the knife in. And the Gibeonites were doing that exactly. They were building up the trust in the Israelites so that they could go on attack against them. Then there was the little town of Ai. Ai. So in 1977, in a hole-in-the-wall town called Wiley, Texas, there were a group of misfits. They called themselves the Wiley Pirates. Campbell, what's that guy's name that does the high school rankings of football?
Dave
Campbell. Dave Campbell ranked all the 2A schools in the state of Texas. I don't know how many 2A schools there were at the time, but I think Wiley came in right after the last one on the list. Because Wiley had never done anything. Our band was more famous than the football team. So in 1977, they started on a trek where they won their first game pretty handily. They beat Fort Worth Diamond Hill 53-14. Fort Worth Diamond Hill was a class above. They thought, man, we're good. And then came another little small town called Farmersville. But that was the last game they lost all year, including the state championship. 1977, Class 2A, state champions. Yeah, we were walking around proud. The junior class dedicated their next season to the seniors of that championship team. Told them that not only would they win back-to-back state championship, but they would go undefeated. So in 1978, the seniors sat back and watched, and one by one they mowed down every opponent they had. And as they mowed them down, their heads got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And it came to the state championship game Bear Stadium at Baylor. And they strutted out on that field wearing their new uniforms that we bought for them. They still had the W on their helmet, but across their chest it said AMO. And if you don't know what AMO is, see me outside the church and I'll tell you what it is, because you can't say it inside the church. They walked out on that field and they lined up and they were going to destroy another little small town that no one had ever heard of before. And all the seniors from the previous year are lining the stands because we felt really great that not only had a team dedicated their season to us, but they were fixing to pull it off. There was a small problem. There was a small town of Ai in that other town. Because somebody had forgotten to tell them who we were. They had forgotten to tell them that these are the mighty fighting pirates of Wiley, Texas, who have gone undefeated and have crushed every team that has gotten their way. But most of all, they forgot to tell this one lanky, goofy looking kid who took it upon himself to break every high school record known to 2A football in the history of Texas high school football against that team that night. And if I could have got my hands around Eric Dickerson's throat, Joshua and the children of Israel had become so proud of who they were that they walked into that little small town, and that little small town whooped their tails and sent them crying home to their mama. I tell you these things because that kind of battle is still going on. You see, God's people are still in a battle. But it's not against forces like that. It's not against Eric Dickerson. For Plano, it's not against Craig James, because he did the exact same thing to Plano the exact same weekend. It's not against flesh and blood, but it's against Satan. That's right, I said Satan. And God knows that we're in a battle. And Paul warned the church in Ephesus, you've got this thing going on and you can't do it by yourself, so I am going to prepare you for this battle. So God has given us a uniform or a suit of armor to help us battle against Satan. And Paul lists those things. The first one is the belt of truth. I thank God every day for the person that invented the belt. Because my belt helps keep my pants up under this Dunlap disease that I have. Y'all know what Dunlap disease is, right?
Yep.
Your belly Dunlapped over your belt. You see, a belt keeps everything together. It keeps it all positioned. And truth does that in our life. Truth keeps everything together as long as we have truth in our life. It's all kept together. All organized. Everything lines up like it's supposed to. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small. It's all just right. The second thing that we're told to have is the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protects us against the evil forces. I can't imagine what it would be like to play football without shoulder pads, without protection across my chest. Sometimes I think I need that breastplate of righteousness when Tate is standing across the room from me and comes running full force. And I don't know whether to do this. Pretty good Heisman Trophy thing. I'm just surprised I got my knee up that high. Or to do this. Tate's coming full force. And I've got to have something to protect me. Same thing. Satan's coming full force at you. You've got to have something to protect you when he's coming head on to you. The next thing that it's called is protection for our feet. Our feet are our foundation. When we were watching, was it Bulletproof Monk yesterday? Anybody ever seen Bulletproof Monk? That's pretty good. He sits there and spins through the air and all that stuff. But it made me think about karate and judo and all that other stuff. And boxing and that thing that you watch. What's that called? UFC. The first thing they do is they get in a stance, right? If I'm in a stance, it's going to be harder to knock me over. But if Satan comes up and stomps on your foot, now you're standing on one leg and he can push you over with one finger. So we have to have protection for our feet because that's our foundation. And Christ is our protection. The next thing is that we put on the a shield of faith. Scripture tells us that shield of faith protects us from the flaming arrows that can't come at us. You know, earlier I told you were a problem. Here's why you're a problem. A lot of people think that Satan goes after all those people that aren't in church. He's already got them. He doesn't have a problem with those. You're the problem. Because you're trying to make his life harder by going out and witnessing to those that aren't. So, his attack is on you. Because he wants to stop you dead in your tracks. And so he's going to be flinging arrows at you constantly. Well, I mean, one right after the other. And here's the thing. It's not any particular time, but it's all the time. As soon as we end this service today and you walk out that door there and out that door right over there, Satan and his army is sitting there waiting on you. And they're going to go on the attack immediately. Because you're a problem. And it's not going to be something that reaches up and just slaps you in the face. It's going to be little subtle ways. You get out there and you get a flat tire. Or you locked your keys in the car. Or the preacher stepped on your toes in the worship service. Or whatever case may be, we are under attack at all times, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because we're a threat to Satan. We have to have that shield of faith. The faith knowing that God is there with us, protecting us at all times. Sometimes the problem is we go from, we have a problem going from right here to right here. Because we think we can handle it. I was coaching Pee Wee football, 5th and 6th grade kids, and there's this big boy. I mean, this big kid. And he had on all these pads and stuff, and he was dragging. And just because he's the big kid on the team, he thought he had it made. And so I got mad at him. And so I lined up in front of him. I said, "Give me all you got." And he laughed at me. Don't laugh at an old man. So after he got through giggling and cutting up, he lined up. He got down in his stance. And the quarterback said, "Hit." And he did this. My first move was this. And when I came up like that, he landed about 4 yards back. He never stood straight up again. Because he knew that he needed to bring that shield up to protect himself from that crazy old guy, or in our case, Satan, that was on the attack. We're told to put on the helmet of protection. Paul says that we're to take that helmet because it's our salvation. You see, the helmet covers the most important things. Excuse me. Covers the most important thing, and we're finding out today that concussions happen because years ago there wasn't that much padding in the helmet. You see, it starts at the head and it flows down. And when we have Jesus as our salvation, it starts at the top and it flows down and it covers us. Because we have the promise of God. Now that's all good and fine, but I was always taught that in a battle you have defense and then you have offense. But see, Paul was way ahead of us on that. So he then goes into weapons of offense. And the first one is the sword. The sword is the Word of God. Scripture tells us that God's Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. God's Word will cut through any lie, any attack. And we see that when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. Three times Satan came after him on the attack. And three times Jesus pulled out the sword. And with God's words, he sliced and diced Satan to the point where he left him alone for a while. The other piece or weapon of offense is prayer. Prayer is the most awesome, unbelievably great weapon and tool that a Christian has. Holy cow, y'all. When we pray, have you ever thought about what happens when you pray? Have you ever wondered what goes on in this realm of universe that God has created when you pray? When you pray, walls start to shake. When you pray, lives change. When you pray, the earth starts to move. When you pray, heaven comes alive. When you pray, lives are changed. That's how powerful your prayers are. And Paul says, pray in every way. Pray to God, thanking Him for what He has done. Pray to Him for your needs. Pray to Him for each other. I used to think my life was just, I don't know, crazy. Anybody else ever feel that way? I felt that way until I started listening to people and finding out that their lives were more crazy than mine. And that's when I realized that I'm not the only one out there that needs prayer. I need to be praying for all these others. And it doesn't matter how much they're going through. They pray for you. They pray for me. Wait a minute. Your life is turned upside down, guy. And you're going to pray for me? Wow, there's a rude slap in the face. Paul says, pray for one another because all of you are going through the same battle. Maybe not on the same level, but you're in the same battle with the same enemy. That is the armor of God. And when we are suited in the armor of God, Satan doesn't have a chance. But that doesn't mean he doesn't keep on trying. Because every now and then we forget to take a piece of our equipment with us. And there he stands. So, brothers and sisters, today, as a reminder to you, when you walk out of this place, all happy and glad that you made it through another boring sermon, and you get out there in that parking lot, and Satan immediately attacks you, you can do one of two things. You can stand firm in your faith and in your God and defeat Satan there. Or you can let Satan have the upper hand and defeat your Christian walk. Brothers and sisters, we are a problem. And praise God, I would much rather be a problem to Satan, because that messes him up, than to allow him to defeat my Christian walk. So I'm putting on my armor. I'm walking out that door today, and I'm going to tell Satan, bring it on, boy! In the words of Charlie Daniels, if you ever want to try, come on back. Because I got a lot more of this where it came from. Bow with me in prayer. Gracious God, we know that we're in a battle against Satan and all the evil in the world and all the things that he brings against us. But God, we know for a fact that we have you in our corner. Holy Father, as we walk out today and we walk into that on that battlefield, help us to remember to put on our armor. That as Satan comes on the attack, we're ready. And we're ready to fight. Because we know that you're there with us and standing with us and guiding us. And we're going to defeat Satan with your help and with your power. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Our closing hymn.